Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, our Lord speaks of baptism. We must be born from above. We must be born again. We must receive supernatural life through baptism. And our Lord tells Nicodemus that baptism is a big deal. In fact, there is no salvation without baptism. Right before today's gospel starts, in the preceding verse, our Lord says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit." The Catechism of the Catholic Church, in paragraph 1257, tells us the same thing. The Lord himself affirms that baptism is necessary for salvation, and he also commands his disciples to proclaim the gospel to all nations and to baptize them. In fact, the church does not know of any means other than baptism that assures entry into eternal beatitude. Baptism, necessary for salvation. Baptism of water, meaning sacramental baptism, is necessary for salvation for those to whom the gospel has been proclaimed and who have had the possibility of asking for the sacrament. That's what the Catechism says. All those to whom the gospel has been preached and who have had the possibility of asking for the sacrament must be baptized by water, the sacramental washing. Those who have not had this possibility must at least desire baptism. There's a so-called baptism of desire, which means being in a constant state of soul, having this constant attitude of seeking God's will, and upon finding it, living according to God's will. Even those who, through no fault of their own, have never heard the gospel, have not heard about baptism, may be saved through a baptism of desire, which is a difficult thing. Again, despite all odds, despite everything against such people, they must nevertheless seek God's will, as difficult as it may be, and then live that will, as difficult as that may be. We call that baptism of desire. It's possible to be saved that way. It is a baptism, but very difficult. That's why, again, the church preaches the gospel and administers sacramental baptism to people. Lastly, there's the baptism of blood, who are those who have not yet been baptized, but nevertheless shed their blood, die as martyrs for Christ before being baptized, such as the holy innocents. Baptism necessary for salvation. But even though it's necessary, and I say this next thing just to get your attention, it's necessary but insufficient. It's necessary to be baptized, but not sufficient. It's not enough. Why? Because just being baptized doesn't mean that we're automatically saved. We must then live according to the promises of our baptism. Every Holy Saturday at Easter, the faithful are invited to renew their baptismal promises. Do you renounce Satan so as to live in the freedom of the children of God? I do, and we have to live that way. It's not enough just have said it once or to have our parents, godparents, say it for us. We have to then live that renunciation. Do you renounce the lure of evil so that sin may have no mastery over you? I do, and we have to live our lives accordingly. Do you renounce Satan, the author and prince of sin? I do. These are the promises of baptism, and this is the way of life that is necessary for salvation. Baptism begins this, makes it possible, and then living what baptism makes possible is what gains, what grants us salvation. How do we keep these promises? Well, by being mindful of them. How do we keep them in mind? By making them a way of life, and you can probably see the conclusion coming. What is that way of life that is a constant renewal of baptismal promises? It's consecration to our Blessed Lady. By giving ourselves to God through Mary, to Jesus through Mary, we are constantly renewing and living our baptismal promises. No longer slaves of the devil, but of Jesus and Mary. Jesus through Mary. In that opening prayer, we prayed to be able to receive all that God has given us, all that he wants to give us, all that he has bestowed upon us. And this final gift of Marian devotion, Marian consecration, comes to us from the cross. Before our Lord says that it is accomplished, he first turns to John and says, "Behold your mother." Once that's done, once John takes her into his home, then our Lord says it is accomplished. The fullness of what we have received from our Lord. Our Lord and Our Lady are never in competition. In fact, Our Lady leads us to Our Lord. She assures us of belonging to Him and to Him alone in such a way that we are faithful to those baptismal promises that we have made, and that necessary step of baptism then becomes sufficient for salvation, for seeing Our Lord face to face for all eternity in heaven with all the saints. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Amen.